This is a GRDC podcast.
Managing herbicide-resistant weeds has become a major concern for grain growers, and especially in Australia's northern region, where there are more herbicide-resistant weed species than elsewhere. And it was for that reason that GRDC invested in the Targeted Tillage Project and called for a non-chemical means of weed control for use in an integrated weed management system. Answering the call, the University of Western Australia proposed it would engineer a machine that could see weeds and knock them out of the soil. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. What UWA developed was a multi-tined mechanical weeder, and it was recently put through its paces at Sydney University's research farm, Lara, on the outskirts of Narrabri in northern New South Wales. Leading the engineering team, which built the machine, is UWA's inaugural agricultural engineer, Andrew Gazzomi.
This project is very engineering heavy, and where we started was trying to come up with a robust, reliable solution, and that was driven by thinking of something that is very common and well regarded in the industry, such as a shearer trash worker hydraulic breakout tine. And we thought from an engineering perspective that we would like to have essentially a modification kit which would enable us to repurpose that existing machine for this new application. So instead of having those tines always engaged with the soil, having them in a standby position, and when a sensor sees a weed, to trigger the solenoid, enabling the trash worker tine, individual one, to come down very quickly in a short matter of milliseconds to chip out that weed and then return through the incorporation of some return springs back to that standby position so it can happen all over again.
So you've mentioned a number of components. Try and give us a mental description of what this machine looks like.
So it's not too hard to envisage what this machine looks like. If you're familiar with a cultivator bar with a couple of rows and tines spaced across there, at the moment we're working with tines spaced essentially every 300 millimetres across two rows nominally. And so each tine is sort of covering with a sweep about a 300 weed kill width, enabling us to target weeds that appear as the tractor's moving along at 10 k's an hour. And then the components essentially comprise a set of sort of spring units that enable us to maintain that standby position and return to it through that single actuating cylinder that only has a single hydraulics port, and then a hydraulic circuit that enables us to have very high pressure and large volumes of oil that can be supplied very quickly into that cylinder to trigger that tine, and a essentially rubber damper bump stop at the front so that when the tine goes fully down, it comes into contact with that to help also make it return and also soften its end of travel limit.
So as well as the two universities, WA and Sydney, has the hydraulic side of the R&D been handled by the unis or by another partner?
So the partnership involves, a number of key players, and one of the very big players has been David Nowlan Hydraulics in Bunbury in the southwest of Western Australia, who has helped with us with achieving the requirements of the hydraulic system and some of the design to actually enable these tines to come in and out of the ground quickly. And the rest has been sort of a multidisciplinary approach, and farmer advisors including Ray Harrington, Mick Fells, and Jeff Glenn of Agmaster.
To drive the hydraulics, do you need a large tractor?
So the requirement to have large pressure and volume oil is overcome by the incorporation of accumulators that can literally obviously accumulate that high pressure and volume oil. So the tractor needs to have a moderate flow rate supply to supply those, but the actual quick supply of oil to each tine is supplied out of those accumulators through the solenoid valve, and then it's essentially just returning that oil back into the tractor. So the system is quite simple.
So apart from those mechanical components, what else did you need on this piece of gear?
So the project as originally put together was focused essentially 100% on the mechanical device development to enable weeds to be chipped out, termed like targeted tillage. We achieve that with our various test rigs and then sort of upscaled to make a bigger unit. And then given that that was all quite successful, we thought there are existing sensors out there that do enable the measurement of chlorophyll, or essentially green on brown. So this ability to actually use the system as it is already to target weeds in winter and summer fallows just by plugging those sensors, such as the weed it into the system, and fooling it to think that it's triggering a nozzle when in fact it's triggering our hydraulic solenoid.
Before we talk about what it's doing to the weeds, you've kind of mentioned fallows. So when would you see the timing for operation of this piece of gear?
So the use of this machine, we see it sort of being used in an integrated weed management system. But from our trials that we've actually run, the mechanical approach is showing lots of promise and that it can actually work over weed sizes that are much more varied than what would be typically applicable for a spray unit. So we're seeing from very small weeds up to ones even 70 centimetres, for example, in diameter. And this opens up the possibility of potentially using less passes to actually go out there and treat those paddocks at a slower speed, which might have been a negative, but it's sort of a bit of a trade-off, and then still be able to kill those weeds out in the paddock. And it seems to be less constrained by some of the environmental factors that might limit the timing for spraying, for example, because it is a mechanical approach. But in saying that, obviously you'd want to chip out those weeds and have them exposed to some nice hot, dry weather to help desiccate them.
What about the trial results that you have conducted? And some have been here on the eastern side of the country, while some trial work has also been in the west.
Yeah, so we went about sort of a multidisciplinary approach with the partners. So here in the University of Sydney was Michael Walsh with the plant sort of scientist approach, looking at the weed kill efficacy. And then QDAF in Toowoomba was also conducting field trials, and we were also conducting some, but predominantly from an engineering perspective in the west, but also looking at some weed kill and timings. They obviously have different soil types across those different zones, but those trials in its current arrangement, even with the standard tillage sweep, which aren't ideally suited to this hoeing action, showed very high weed kill efficacy, essentially 100% kill rates across very varied plant sizes and different species. And the only times where it wasn't successful back at the time when we were doing those trials was actually limited to timing of the actual tine going in and out of the soil, which can be obviously overcome, and the non-ideal shape of that flying V sweep, which can also be overcome through some engineering design, but did enable some of the weeds potentially to glance off the sides as they were getting further away from the centre of that sweep.
Run us through what is happening at the ground level in terms of the weeds being chipped out. So, you know, how fast can you travel, and how deep are these tines digging in, or the sweeps digging in?
So from an engineering perspective, there were many sort of design constraints that we thought about at the start, and sort of we nominally thought we'd like to have a standby position of about 4 inches or 100 mil above the ground and be able to have a maximum sort of chipping depth of about 3 inches or 75 mil, but less is more, so even like 2 inches or one, depending on what's required. So we wanted that sort of functionality about being able to adjust the height of the machine. And then essentially the trash worker geometry is essentially a swinging pendulum, and then coupling that with the tractor's motion at 10 k's an hour, you get a combined motion which sees the sweep enter the ground, and then depending on how fast it enters and returns, it essentially creates a bit of a divot that's quite small depending on how long we decide to keep that tine down for.
And the weed basically gets cut through below, so through the root system, and then upturned hopefully, and as you said, in dry weather it's going to be hit by the sun to really kill it off. But that also means you don't want to do this if the soil is wet or if it's chance of rain.
Yeah, so the timing of when you'd conduct this sort of mechanical tillage action is dependent on the sort of environmental conditions from a humidity or rain sort of perspective. You wouldn't want to have too much soil moisture, that if some of those roots were still in contact, that they might be able to send out some more shoots. So dry would be better. And depending on the nature of the plant, predominantly it tends to invert those plants even with the roots sort of intact so that they are exposed to the heat, or cut the plant off at a level below which it can shoot.
Could a engineering-minded grower decide to pick up the blueprints and build this himself, or how do you see it going out to the community?
So we would like to see this device get into the hands of growers as soon as possible, and that was part of the motivation for doing a project of this nature, to actually make something that can come to market quite quickly. So one of the initial thoughts at the start was to have sort of a kit sort of unit, which should there be such a minded farmer who would like to sort of kit out their own unit, we thought that that might have seemed suitable at the start. We potentially moved a little bit more away from that, thinking that it might exist better in an arrangement of a kitted out machine that potentially, say, a co-op of farmers or a contractor or a combination of both might want to own in a certain zone and then use across a number of farms, especially given that it would integrate well into this integrated weed management approach of, say, combining that with some conventional spot spraying, for example.
Because it's based on pretty much a modular design, could it be extended out to be more the size of a boom spray?
So there is quite a large motivation to have this sort of system integrate more seamlessly, say, with tramline farming that's on sort of bigger spacing, say, such as 12 metres at the moment. Our pre-commercial rig is decent but not ideal at 6. So it has a modular design, sort of essentially two manifold blocks controlling those sweeps on there at the moment. That same sort of approach can, given its modular nature, enable us to go in increments up from that. So whilst we can move towards 12 metres, there's a bit of engineering to sort of make that system reliable and also functional across that width, but we're heading there.
Before you can release it, though, you still will be making some final tweaks.
Yeah, so with a engineering project of this nature, which is quite involved, there are a number of tweaks that we're sort of embarked upon at the moment through this test phase at large scale, and they're around sort of potentially thinking of alternate sweep designs, but also, yeah, the manufacturability of some of those components for mass production, and to increase or lessen, say, wear rates and increase that reliability and reduce the cost also for the end product, and the simplicity of its mating, I suppose, or partnership with those sensor units such as the weed, so try and keep the camera number to a minimum so that the cost is kept down.
And is it possible to give an indication of cost at this stage, or is that something that really still is a little way down the track?
So yeah, it's probably still a bit early days to think of what this system might cost because of those tweaks that we are thinking about or working upon, even in terms of the bar layout, just to make it user-friendly for transport between farms, etc. But it's definitely front and centre of our mind to make this affordable and accessible to farmers. So, yeah, we'll try and keep cost to a minimum.
Andrew Gazzomi, engineering lead on the Targeted Tillage Project. And as Andrew mentioned, it's been a partnership effort between the universities of Western Australia and Sydney, as well as a WA hydraulics company and some innovative grain growers. Sydney Uni's Mike Walsh, the project leader, was in the United States while the Narrabri trials were conducted, so we missed talking to Michael, unfortunately. I'm Tony Crowley, and you've been listening to a GRDC podcast.